All right, we're live. Let me do a transition. There we go. Welcome, everybody, to Battle Science, a Pokemon Go PvP podcast. This is episode 4.0 for August. We are recording on July 30th, 2019. I am one of your hosts, Steven, a.k.a. A Boy in the Woods. Joining me, as always,
Jesse, also known as Rocket Admin J.
And we want to welcome you to this glorious episode where we have
a lot
to cover. Yes. I was gonna say this one episode that is one half of the content we're gonna go over. I'm not gonna lie, it might be a little bit odd as far as how we're formatting it, just because there are eight metas to go over.
Mm-hmm.
Seven, eight metas to go over. But it's Mirror Cup, so this should be expected.
Quickly, before we jump into the Mirror Cup, why don't we announce some of the changes that has happened over the last couple of days?
Oh, that's right. Some housekeeping. That might actually be why no one is can find us, because our Twitch channel has changed. Well, our Twitch channel is the same. We just changed the name. So we are now twitch.tv/battlescience rather than the really long name that was hard for even us to try and say in conversation. We are no longer twitch.tv/WashingtonPokemonGoPvP. We are now going to be, from now forward, both doing our tournament live streams and live recordings of Battle Science under twitch.tv/battlescience. You can also follow us on Twitter at @battle_science. Basically, any of our channels are going to be any of our methods of communication are going to be variations of Battle Science or Battle Science podcasts and all that stuff. So on Twitter, at @battle_science, and then on Twitch, twitch.tv/battlescience. And you actually can see that if you guys are watching the live stream, you can check those out at the bottom corner. Actually, that's a little intersected. I will fix that later. There's a little
you can also
stuff.
Scroll down just a little bit underneath the video of this live stream if
yes.
You're watching us now. And if you want to go back and check previous recordings or kind of learn more about us, almost all of the images down below and links are currently working to my knowledge that will link you to our player cards on the Sylph Road. It'll link you to the live Twitter feed that we have going on also on the site, as well as all the resources that we have available currently for the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So if you guys want to check out the audio recordings of these shows, our main site is podbean.com. No, is that right? Podbean.com/battlescience?
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Let me double check it. Because you posted a link to that.
You just click the Battle Science logo. Scroll back up. Right there.
Battlescience.podbean.com. That's our main site. And then you can find us on iTunes or Google Play or Spotify or probably any other site that you like to listen to podcasts, because they like to take the metadata stuff and the RSS feeds and then just grab it, which just means that our show is available on many different platforms. So check it out there if you guys miss any shows.
We also had recently our Jungle Cups that we took care of.
That's true.
We didn't get a chance to live stream at those events due to technical limitations.
Yes.
We will be going back over those at a later date. But for now, the reason I think most of you are here, let's go ahead and take a look back at this month's cup, the Mirror Cup.
July's cup.
Yeah. This is August's cup.
Well, it's July 30th.
Correct.
So we're going to use August's cup to look back to season one and the metas of Boulder, Twilight, Tempest, Kingdom, Nightmare, Rainbow, and the regional meta.
And Jungle.
Yes. Oh, Jungle's not... Oh, that's right. Jungle hasn't...
It hasn't ended yet, but maybe by the time
ended,
the person's listening to this.
That's true. I think unless at some point over the course of this month, Niantic does some change that we're not expecting, like include new Pokemon or put in more new moves.
Correct.
We are the jungle
in a very
meta.
Busy summer of events.
Yes. I don't anticipate the jungle meta will have changed all that much. So if you guys want a more detailed description and sort of breakdown of the jungle meta, you guys can listen to some of our latest podcasts to get some of that info.
So for the month of August, the Silpharina has chosen to go with the Mirror Cup. The Mirror Cup is, as they put it, a look back on, like we said, the season one of tournaments that they have held. It is an interesting chance to see because there are some things that have changed. Like, we got the addition of new Sinnoh Pokemon between now and then. We got a whole slew of new moves introduced over the last couple of months. And new Pokemon that appeared. Just a lot of changes overall since our humble beginnings back in January. I think the Mirror Cup will be the most interesting, and I know for some of the local community admins, it's one of the most frustrating as well, because every community wants to host a tournament.
Yes.
But they also want to all do something different, and some of them want to do the same. And it's kind of a double-edged sword of a cup, because you will be stretching your resources and players pretty thin if you try to run multiple tournaments in a day.
Mm-hmm.
But if your community is a close-knit community and if you know each other well enough and you can coordinate, you know, you guys can work stuff out. But for those of you who are kind of like deciding, you know, which cup do I want to go to? Oh, I didn't get a chance maybe to participate in Boulder. This would be an awesome time to go back and do a Boulder Cup, but you don't find any communities that are in your area running it. Maybe, you know, hook up with one of the people in your community and see if they wouldn't mind hosting one or if they know of someone that wouldn't be thinking of hosting one.
Yeah. All the way back in January.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so long.
Yeah.
That's kind of cropped. Let me.
So I guess, you know, kind of on that note, should we jump into the Boulder Cup and start working our way back through the year?
Let's start back in January, but not January anymore. Because of all of these changes.
True.
Yes.
True.
So, I think prefacing before we get into any changes as far as the meta, the one and only rule change that has been applied to any of these metas is that you cannot double particular Pokemon species.
So no more double Skarms.
No more double Skarms. And that was one of the biggest...
no no's of that cup.
Yeah. Double Skarms is very common. And I want to say I saw one or two double Melmetals at that point. Because we even live streamed that one, which I can't believe we did. That was so... felt like so long ago.
Right.
So
good, those good of you heavens. That might not be familiar with Boulder... We'll go over each cup's types as well.
Yep.
Just trying to give you a refresher of what happened back then and what's different now. For the Boulder Cup, your types allowed were Steel, Ground, Fighting, and Rock. Now, it's not just only those types, but anything that has that typing can be used. I don't recall 100% if not. I don't think there was any legendaries that fit in that margin at that time. And if legendaries were banned or not.
Legendaries were not banned. We didn't see a ban until we saw...
Was it Twilight?
I feel, yes, until... Twilight. No, until Nightmare. It wasn't until Nightmare because that was Medicham and Sableye. Mm. Because Tempest was the one that we and most everyone was talking about. Why is Tropius not banned?
Right.
But that was the point of, like, I think it was that was the tipping point of we haven't seen a ban yet in any of these metas. It's still season one. They're still working on, you know, details and working on metas, refining metas. So
in that one, in Boulder Cup, as we kind of mentioned earlier, Skarmory was so popular, you were seeing double of it.
Yeah.
And Boulder Cup was kind of the entry point for a lot of people into PvP. Honestly, it was one of my favorite cups because the meta was everywhere. There was nothing that one person, like now later on, you know, there's, you have to use these or you won't win.
Yeah.
Back then, literally people were running everything under the sun. Certain things performed better. But back then, when PvP had just came out in December, I think it was.
No, it came out that last. It came out that summer, but it took. That
I
was
could have sworn it was like the fall that it came out.
I want to say they released it in the summer because the Niantic was saying, "Okay, by the end of summer, we want to release PvP."
Okay.
They were being honestly at that point. They were being very transparent about, "Okay, this is a feature we've wanted to bring to you guys, and this is like the last big giant feature we want to bring to you guys." That and trading. Did we see trading until?
I think we saw trading before we saw PvP. I feel like trading was the summer, gifts in summer, codes.
I'd have to look it up.
But to kind of take it back to Boulder, so Skarmory was definitely one of the ones that stood out. The Chans also were really common. Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, not so much Lee, but Hitmontop also just as a straight damage type.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, everybody's bane, Medicham.
Yes. Yeah, which has only gotten better.
Because
power-up punch and moves that will affect your stats, your attack and defense stats. So.
And then this was also the first cup, I think, where Melmetal, which was one of the new Pokemon that came out with Let's Go Eevee back in November, Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, that not everybody went to think, oh, this might be good in PvP. And then in his debut cup, people were like, wow, this thing's actually pretty good, especially with the Thunderbolt against the Skarmory, which back then, it and the zones were, or the Magnas were really the only counters.
At that point,
we didn't have Magnezone.
We didn't have Magnezone because the Magnet Lure and the Mossy Lure weren't out.
Well, even then, the Sinnoh Evolutions weren't out yet.
That's true.
So to quickly kind of go over the changes now for what is available for this cup, if you or your community would like to run this cup, as far as balance, this one is kind of just all over the place.
Yeah, I think we have to see in 2 days when the cups actually start and we actually see what people are starting to run. I think that's something that we need to be a little bit transparent of. It's just like, okay, we can say before the month that, okay, this might be the meta and these Pokemon look really good, but there's a chance that partway through someone will be like, oh no, this counters
someone will
so
find
better.
A secret strategy. It's like the Lantern of the Jungle Cup.
It was, you know, not super recommended at the beginning. It felt like there were better performers, like the Alolan Geodude line, and then Lantern as an electric type just played better.
Being the oddball, ran Raikou, and somehow it performed even better for me than my Lantern.
Yeah.
That's another discussion for when we go back and watch those videos.
Yep. Yeah, when we go back and recap our jungle experience. Raikou is an interesting one.
So, honestly, for this cup, some of the changes that we're seeing going back into it, a lot of things got power-up punch, and it hurts.
Yes. Yeah, Power Punch is one of the biggest, especially for Boulder, just because you see Lucario and Medicham come in with Power Punch. And Hitmonchan. Hitmonchan is in it too.
Hitmonchan and Poliwrath.
Yeah, because the fighters come in with it. So
big changes,
that's right,
which help them out.
Poliwrath is a ground, so yeah, it's within this meta.
It's not ground, it's fighting.
It's fighting? Oh.
Water
right,
fighting.
Right. Yeah, I'm mixing things up.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Honestly, still, Skarmory, one of the top picks for the cup.
Yep.
If you can get one, you're going to want to run it. Probably going to want to get that second move on it just for the steel typing.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It hasn't had any move changes or anything. No. You're still running Skarmory, still running its same.
Still running its old tricks.
Yep.
Another one that's going to be seeing a lot of appearances across the board for these next couple of cups, Swampert and Marshtomp. More so Swampert because it just got its Hydrocannon Community Day move.
Yep. Should be readily available if you participated in the Community Day. It performs very well as a water, and it joins the crew of the Mud Boys. So that's Wishcash and...
Quagsire.
Wishcash, Quagsire, Relicanth.
If you're able to get one.
And then Swampert and Marshtomp join that. And they perform
very good.
Very well. And they're more readily available. So,
plus, if you have the Marshtomp from cups past, it's still just as good.
Yep.
One of the biggest changes for this meta, honestly, you have a plethora of new Skarmory counters. Skarmory is going to have to stay on his toes in this cup because you now have access to Probopass. Magnezone and Bastiodon.
So you're looking at two Pokemon with electric type moves, which will beat the flying of Skarmory, and then Bastiodon, which will hit.
It'll resist flying and steel moves, which completely walls it.
Uh-huh.
And then he just belches fire on him.
Right. He's got Flamethrower. Does he have any rock moves too?
He has Smackdown and Stone Edge.
Yeah. So it's going to hurt your Skarmory. And he's Bastiodon is already a pretty tanky Pokemon. So,
and even with Skarmory being steel, it still takes neutral damage from the rock because of its flying.
Mm-hmm. So
Bastiodon is probably going to be your biggest wall to Skarmory. Skarmory, if it's not running steel moves, will not touch Probopass.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really do anything to Magnezone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can hit for neutral with its steel, but the time you get up to that,
it's a bad matchup, and you want to avoid that if possible.
Honestly, of those three, I'd probably like Bastiodon the most. But you also got to remember, he also has four times or twice as much weakness to all the fighters, mm-hmm. which are going to be in this cup, and they are definitely a threat to watch out for.
Yeah.
And then kind of rounding out the cup is a couple of new options. Gallade coming in.
Yep. And then with the announcement of Ralts Community Day this coming weekend, remind me, August
3rd.
3rd. Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
It's a Saturday.
Oh, they moved it forward.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, it's been
alternating Saturday, Sunday. Okay.
The starters have been on the Sundays and the odd ones have been on the Saturdays.
Interesting. So Gallade coming in, we still don't know what the Community Day move is going to be for.
Just kind of hoping
Gallade.
We get the announcement today to throw it in the podcast.
Ralts has two evolutions, Gallade and Gardevoir. The thought is that it's going to be one move that both of them are going to learn, but we still don't have an announcement for that. But Gallade comes in and performs. It's the same typing as Medicham, so you're going to run. It's Fighting Psychic. Correct me, what's its optimal moveset? It doesn't have Power Punch.
Confusion,
does it?
Power Punch.
It does have Power Punch. So yeah, it's gonna be
it's not Confusion, it's Counter. I was looking
punch.
At it today.
Okay.
It's Counter Power Punch. People run it Counter Power Punch, Ice Punch. Or I think it had access to Thunder Punch. I'm not 100%.
And this is Gallade?
Sure. No, Medicham.
Okay, what about Gallade?
Gallade has I'd have to look real quick. I
it
believe
has...
it's counter. I know it has charm because one of the few ones that got charm.
Go to Boulder. Oh, no. These are the changes. I want to look at Boulder Cup rankings.
But while you're checking that out real quick, another two.
Gallade, Confusion, Leaf Blade, Close Combat is
okay.
What
the recommended.
PV poke
until we get announced what the Community Day move might be.
Yes.
So that would be a good opportunity. This Saturday would be for local, I guess, depending on where you are. August 3rd is a great opportunity to get a meta-relevant Pokemon in both Gallade and Gardevoir.
Uh-huh.
This is probably one that throughout the next couple of months and season will definitely be a performing Pokemon. So if you have the opportunity, try to set some time aside to get some. Or if you have a good Ralts saved, good Ralts or Kirlia from all the raiding. They had the Kirlia raids for a while.
Yeah, I believe the Kirlia raids actually dropped too high because I think I looked at all of the Kirlia I got.
Okay.
They'll evolve too high for
But do some trading with your friends. See if you can make a new friend and trade for lower CP. Try to get some good ones for Community Day because even if you can't go out and catch them, if you can evolve just one and you know avoid that FOMO of not getting the move, then you'll be set. So the other one I kind of wanted to touch on and I kind of mentioned off stream was Donphan.
Yes.
Donphan now has access to a fairy, a fighting, and a ground type fast move.
Interesting.
He has access to counter. He has access to charm. And he has access to mud slap.
Oh my God. Is it mud slap or mud shot that's dirtier?
I think it's mud shot.
Okay. Well, it's still... That's still bonkers. That versatility in the fast move is still bonkers. So,
and then his charge moves, he has Play Rough, another fairy move, Earthquake, and Stone Edge, or Heavy Slam, sorry. Heavy Slam going to be good against fighting other fairies, but in Boulder Cup, you're not going to have to worry about that.
Heavy Slams is the
steel.
Okay.
Which would also hurt Probopass pretty well. And it would resist Probopass. And then the last pick, if you could, were lucky enough to get it, Jirachi.
Yeah, if you were able to go fast and get Jirachi, apparently Doom Desire is
faster Meteor Mash.
A slightly faster Meteor Mash. So with the Psychic Steel typing, it performs very well. Also, it doesn't have an evolution, so getting it to 1500, I don't know where it caps out, so I don't know, like, level-wise. I actually have done very little exploring of Jirachi.
We're hoping to learn more about it when it becomes available for everyone.
Yep. Let me look up the Kirlia.
Because it is a steel psychic, you can use fighting, but you got to be careful because the fighting will also be weak to it.
Mm-hmm.
Another viable counter to it would be Bastiodon with the flamethrower. But you got to remember, it's also got steel type moves, which Bastiodon will still take neutral from. Anything with some sort of a dark move. I believe Hitmonchan can learn Sucker Punch, if I'm not mistaken. There's a few in there that can learn a few dark type moves, but anything that can utilize taking out its weakness on steel or psychic can kind of trade with it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, all of the level 20 Kirlia I have from the time it was
were
in
too
raids
high when they
are too high. Yeah, okay. They're all recommended for
Ultra League.
Yeah.
Okay. Any closing things you want to add for Boulder Cup?
Let's see. Boulder Cup is all over the place. We'll kind of get into it because I think it was Twilight gets kind of. It's between Twilight and Nightmare. Yeah, it wasn't Nightmare. It was Boulder is weird. Twilight is also weird.
I feel like Boulder.
What was it? What was it? You and I were talking about the quick move that. Oh no, it was Gallade. That's right. We were talking about it with Gallade and with Twilight. We'll get to that in a minute. Boulder feels really weird in that. Medicham was already pretty good. Medicham is like guaranteed. It's almost a necessity in Boulder. And that's really unfortunate just because of the cost. It's ridiculous cost in trying to get one.
Gallade would make a good substitute if you're not able to get one.
But then you look at the people that can get a Medicham and then
and
also
run
Gallade.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it then you're just running, you're basically running two Medicham somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what community move is, you could look at something that's just absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. I'll get into more of my concerns with Twilight. But Boulder has shaken up a lot. And I honestly am not sure what people are going to run. There's a ton of options, but I do fear that there's going to be like the one true meta, that, you know, people are going to run
and
then
it's
going to
be the psychic fighters.
It's
how much
I feel like it's
bet?
Going to be, it's going to be something that's really expensive that not everyone's going to be able to run.
Jirachi, Medicham, Gallade.
Coverage wise, does that make sense though?
What would you be weak to?
Let's see. Cause you've got a psychic fighter so that can beat other fighters, a steel to beat the rock, correct? With
mm-hmm.
Jirachi. And Medicham's gonna run. Yeah.
With proper shield usage, Medicham can knock out the bird.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, if you've got two shields and you're running Gallade with a psychic move with confusion and you run to beat the fighters, Medicham to beat the rock and the steel, and then Jirachi to help, you know, clear out that two. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting, and
I mean, you can even swap out one of the psychic fighters for Skarmory, and you're still pretty set.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's only a set of three, and you can run in with a team of six, so.
Yeah.
I think I am looking at it, probably doom and gloom. We'll see how it plays out. I actually don't know. I have to look at the calendar, see if we're going to live stream any Boulder. August is a nightmare as far as the amount of tournaments. That's the one negative thing of doing Mirror Cup is that literally like a bunch of people want to run 2+ tournaments, which means communities are running potentially all of the metas or all of the cups. And there's like multiple communities within one region, which means I was talking to another buddy of mine, 40 to 50 plus tournaments within a month in a particular area. And it's just bonkers.
Yeah, and people are resources, and if you stretch them too thin, they won't. Won't show.
I'm very interested to see how not only do the metas play out, but also the communities play out for this month. So, I'm very interested just to watch the reactions to Boulder Cup, see what performs well, see what some of the top, top players run. So, it's all over the place. So, but yeah, that's pretty much all I have.
So, moving on to the next cup, which was back in February.
Yep.
Twilight. For those who didn't get a chance to participate in it, Twilight Cups consisted of Dark, Ghost, Fairy, and Poison. And I remember when I saw this one announced, I was just like, ooh, that's an interesting mix. Because they're all somewhat good against each other.
Uh-huh. It's more of a rock, paper, scissors-esque.
Yeah.
But it's...
In a sense. Ghost kind of got muscled out, I think. I feel like Ghost just kind of sneaked its way in.
Yeah.
If it had just been the other three, it would have been a very interesting combination. But I think we see the Ghost add a little bit more flavor and variety.
Uh-huh.
As far as how the first round of the cup went, I feel like certain things like Golbat, Venomoth, Venusaur, Stunk Tank, and there was another one. What was it? It's on the tip of my tongue. Quillfish. All stood out fairly prominently because back then, Tentacruel didn't have its new move that it does now in Acid Spray. So Tentacruel took a back seat while Quillfish, with its rapid fire Aqua Tail, came forward and took the role of the water bulky water poison. But now
I feel like it was the first instance of Azumarill and the kind of dominance of the
dominance
tank.
It stood
the,
out.
The
yeah.
tank of the water squirrel that is Azumarill.
Yeah. But now we've got a lot of big changes as far as balance for this cup. It's looking like the most balanced as far as being able to participate in the cost of resources and availability.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, in some places, for the most part, Dark Ghost and Poison Fairy are all somewhat common, and they all seem to show up at certain events, at least one or the other. As far as accessibility and what has changed, there's a good amount of change, but some of the things still stay the same. For those of you who haven't been paying attention to the game, we did just have a Team Rocket event.
Yep.
So there has been a plethora of poison types available to get for this cup.
Oh, that's true.
One of the main ones
that I'm going to be competing in. So yeah, I could look over my team. You're right, poison.
The one big one that's making a return is going to be Golbat. I personally ran a Golbat, and it performed way better than I thought I would ever see a Golbat perform. A few additions to this cup, though. Another one being the fact that everything got charm.
Yes. So, except Azumarill.
Except Azumarill, which, thank Arceus.
Yeah, I wonder...
It's good enough.
I wonder if that puts Azumarill down below or if charm users are going to surpass it as far as performance.
I think with the fact that Venusaur is such a prominent threat in these cups.
Oh, that's true, because it's coming in grass poison. So yeah, Azumarill probably won't
be as good. But instead, we're going to see things like Clefable, Togekiss, Granbull even. I did see some people run Granbull in the first cup.
Uh-huh.
But more as a dark type Bite Crunch user with Play Rough on the side.
And now it has Charm.
It has Charm, which combined with Crunch is not a bad ratio. I mean, we saw with Wigglytuff how much of a struggle it literally was to get to Play Rough or Ice Beam.
In Jungle.
In Granbull, it's actually pretty decent.
Okay.
Just
because you can get Crunch faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that should be... That's one that usually isn't on my radar. So
right.
Snubbull
yeah, and
Granbull. So, yeah.
I was looking through my collection today and I was like, oh, I got one that's actually in good range. I could run that if I was going to participate in this cup. Another one being Clefable. It now has access to Meteor Mash and Charm.
Mm. When did it get Meteor Mash?
A couple months back.
Okay.
But that is a good anti-fairy matchup. So if you get placed against another fairy type, it just bong.
Wait, what's... Meteor Mash is a steal?
Oh, okay. That was Metagross's signature move.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then you also have a couple mentions from people I've been talking with. Wigglytuff isn't a bad option in this cup because its normal would resist the ghost.
That's true. That's also one of the reasons Alolan Raticate can be
is also
so
a good option
because it's normal dark. It has that play between.
Another huge threat that arose in this cup.
Yep.
Sableye.
Yes. Yes. Do you think with these meta changes, do we see Sableye still?
Yes.
Okay. Is Sableye still going to perform
great? Sableye is still going to perform great just because it's Sableye.
Okay.
It's naturally tanky. It is one of the best generalists in PvP with its fast moves and its charge moves.
Without having an evolution, Sableye is going to... It to be within Great League, it has to be tanky. Mm-hmm. It has to be maxed out. So,
but it is like the Medicham of Boulder Cup. This is...
Because of its dual typing.
Yes.
And its unique typing. Yeah.
But with the rise of Charm, take it with a hint of caution.
Okay.
Because even... I don't remember the exact number, but I know that you can farm out a Sableye with Charm alone.
Okay. Interesting.
Another few ones that are interesting. Togekiss.
Yes, Togekiss comes in.
Togepi's third evolution. If you were able to get one low enough, congratulations.
Oh, that's right, because it only comes out of eggs.
Correct. Oh. Back when Togekiss actually spawned in the wild, and they did spawn some at GoFest, you were able to grab a Togetic low enough.
Interesting. Huh. Does that also, would you be able to get one via trade?
Yes.
Low enough? Okay.
Possibly, if you know someone that has a low enough CP Togetic. But okay. Togepi straight out of eggs, unless you trade with someone below Ultra Friends, it's probably not going to happen.
Or with my luck.
But you could also run Togetic. It's not out of the options, but Togetic doesn't get Charm.
Okay.
So it is one thing to take in consideration. A few other positive notes. Alolan Muk is a good one for this cup.
Mm-hmm.
Being dark poison.
Back. Yeah, it was fairly meta relevant.
It was fairly meta.
Yeah.
Obviously, the old one, staples, Golbat, Venomoth, Venusaur, all great options.
Yep.
One of my friends I was talking with last night, they're like, I don't have a legacy Venomoth. Is it still worth running? And I had said, you know, I ran mine with just Confusion and Silverwind.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up being my niche pick in most of my matchups in my original run of Twilight.
Uh-huh.
So just because you can't get access to legacy moves, don't count that Pokemon out. Try them. See if it works for your combination of your team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why Venomoth worked for me is because that's back when we first saw the introduction of those boosting moves. And I want to say 4 out of 5 times... that one boost is what won me the game.
Yeah. And I think you and I were noticing something with those boosted moves that you weren't able to see. For a while, you didn't see the text
just
appear.
Recently, since the most recent update.
Yeah, but then I think they started reappearing again. So I'm not sure if they were going through and it just wasn't showing the text of, hey, you got a stat boost. I would have to do some research to check that. So that's a odd.
And then kind of to crown out the... Twilight Cup, the obvious princess of the cup.
Gardevoir.
I'll let you take that one.
Okay, so Gardevoir. Gardevoir comes in with the psychic fairy typing, meaning it is similar to a Medicham or a Gallade from Boulder. The one concern that... I have, especially from my experience from jungle as well, and I'll get to that correlation in a second, is that one of the thoughts that's going around is that the community day move is going to be, help me out with the move, it's
Shadow Sneak.
And that's a quick move, correct?
Charge move. Three
bar charge move. So, and Shadow Sneak's going to be, would be a ghost type move. Which would give Gardevoir and Gallade incredible move diversity. Especially, that would basically cover That would allow Gardevoir to cover with its typing and its moveset 3 out of the 4 typings in this meta.
Yep.
Now, why that concerns me is that we've gone through jungle. We've seen the outright necessity to have a team in jungle with Vigoroth to perform well enough. I went 2-2 without a Vigoroth. I potentially could have gone 3-1 with a Vigoroth. And I'll get into that reason in another stream of that particular matchup for that team. But because of the absolute Vigoroth for a separate reason of all of the neutralities, Gardevoir with its versatility in this instance, I feel like is going to be almost a requirement on each team for Twilight if it does get Shadow Sneak. That concerns me just because it really limits the creativity, or it limits more of the creativity of each participant playing, as well as each person that's, you know, coming in for the first time that, you know, wants to try things out. If everyone's running a Gardevoir and it's so powerful, the other question is, okay, what's going to be able to counter it? It is a little bit glassy, but with that versatility, then, you know,
if you have shields,
yes,
glassy doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So what really concerns me is if it gets Shadow Sneak, the question is, it's the same thing with that Vigoroth had of, okay, it just had a community day, everyone should have it, so everyone should run it, but it's everyone,
it limits it, the ability to be different.
Yeah, while everyone can run it, does that mean everyone should? Like, or I mean, it means it's not that everyone should run it, which means that you have one of your 6, or even depending on how often you use it, one of the 3 of your main party always is going to be selected for that slot, which removes some of the creativity. That's, you know, one of the reasons I was like, I'd rather not use a Vigoroth. I ran Scizor, which actually performed fairly well, but you know, having the lack of Vigoroth was noticeable. And I as much as I will protest this sort of like singular dominant Pokemon in these particular metas, you got to pay respect to it. You know, if it is going to be dominant, then if it's going to be dominant and you have it, run it. As much as I would say, you know,
having a formatted team.
Yes. Having, okay, this one is meta.
It takes away from the uniqueness of team construction.
Yes.
But at the same time, assume everyone's going to use it.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. I mean, if it has, you know, if it gets Shadow Sneak.
Even then, it's still going to be prominent.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, what's a move that it could get that would just be utterly disappointing? I don't know.
Moonblast.
Would both of them get Moonblast?
No.
Just be Gardevoir?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's a chance, but if they both got Shadow Sneak and it was completely dominant, I mean, just thinking about that concept makes me really disappointed. Nothing I can do about it.
No.
You know, so, yeah.
Niantic do what Niantic do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know where else to go with this. I'm just going to air.
How about into Tempest Cup?
Yeah, we'll go into Tempest. I was just airing out my disappointment of, you know, the potential lack of creativity.
And I mean, it is a fair topic to discuss because some players feel like, I don't have that Medicham, I don't have that Gallade in the right range, or I might have accidentally picked the wrong one.
Yeah.
You know, it separates people in a sense of the ultra competitive players versus the people that just like to come and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's the doing a light retrospective of jungle of, you know, maybe jungle could have banned Vigoroth.
Yeah.
And I think the meta would have been
somewhat more balanced.
Somewhat more balanced and more creative because of it. I don't think Noctowl would have been as bonkers because Noctowl could also
you
beat
still have
Vigoroth.
All the steel and rock.
Yeah. I think the I mean
or, sorry, it, flying.
Hindsight is 2020. In the instance of jungle, maybe Vigoroth could have been banned. Maybe it would have been, you know, maybe it still would have if played well.
And so something to kind of point out is something people that are listening might not know. as a community or a tournament leader, admin, however you want to put it, you cannot change the rules for these tournaments.
You can't apply a separate ban list.
What is set in stone on the page for sylph.gg is the rules that the community leaders have to go by.
Yeah. And in the instance of Mirror Cup, the only rule they changed, and it only applies to Boulder, was no doubles.
Correct.
So they didn't go back through and ban any particular Pokemon. I'm not saying they should have. I'm not saying they shouldn't have. It just makes some metas either completely different or in some, potentially completely and totally wonky. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So
jumping ahead, the March Cup, I think it was. March sounds right.
March? Yes, March.
Tempest.
Yep.
This was the cup for me that showed me big fish, small pond to small fish, big pond.
Yes, yes, because this was the first ever Cascadia Clash.
Yes.
Down in downtown Seattle, where we saw some impressive battlers from Seattle, Portland, and then Valor Ash from Texas also came up.
Tempest Cup was flying, ground, ice, and electric.
Yes.
And oh boy.
Tempest overall, looking back at it, hasn't changed a whole lot.
Mm-mm. This is probably one of the least changed cups besides the more recent.
Yes. Probably besides Rainbow, and then Jungle won't change at all, probably.
No.
So Tempest's, if we're looking at the new options for Mirror Cup, some of the biggest changes are some of the new Pokemon and then the new moves. So Hydro Cannon Swampert comes in because the ground type, and Hydro Cannon just is overall impressive. It's one of the
with
starter.
The typings that are listed in this cup, not many can withstand the Hydro Cannon.
Just because of its straight neutral damage. Neutral with stab, yeah. And it's a 2-bar, so you can get it off pretty rapidly, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a Mud Boy, so it's got neutrality coverage.
Neutrality from the electric and the... It does have weakness to the ice, though. Neutral.
Okay.
Another one that is... So for our inaugural Tempest Cup, I believe one of the biggest choices was...
I feel like Lantern and Altaria both came in and were really good.
Yes, that's the one that I had to power up Altaria for.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Charizard was also kind of there.
Right, because of the flying. And it
more
beat
so
out.
The ice. Lapras was prominent.
Yes, very. Yes, this was
the first cup that everyone's like, I need those legacy Lapras.
Yes. And hey, they should be more available now.
Participated in the Lapras raid at day.
Yep. Those moves are still legacy, but those Pokemon should be more available. And I want to say a maxed out Lapras that community day wouldn't even surpass 1500, I think.
No. They might have come close.
They came very close. Mm-hmm. It was only if you got a weather boosted one that it would be above 1500 consistently. So
guess who's back? Back again for this cup.
I don't know. There's options here.
Skarmory was back.
Skarmory's back.
Tell a friend.
Okay.
In the original run of the cup, he was one of the prominent ones.
Okay. Yeah. He doesn't get any new super
new
counters.
Moves.
No new moves, but no super new counters.
Oh, no. He has more counters in this cup.
Okay. Hit me with them. Hit me with them new mons.
So, Magnezone.
Yes.
Probopass.
Probopass? Because it's electric. Interesting.
But it is scared of the ground types.
Yes, because it's rock electric.
Mm-hmm. 4x weakness. Alolan Raichu gets to play in this cup.
Yes.
Which
was it
I don't
available?
Think we really saw back then.
Uh-uh. It comes in with Grass Knot, which doesn't do a whole lot.
It hurts the Mud Boys.
Oh, that's true. Ooh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be a I don't know how...
He's a good pick just because it comes in with Grass Knot.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it's got the electric to go against the flying.
I'd be very interested to do a couple of scrims with you to see what Grass Knot, Alolan Raichu versus Swampert.
So, another interesting thing to look at for this cup. You got four new flyers.
Yes. Yes. The legendary birds come in because they got new moves.
And
that
all of them
actually
got ancient power.
Yes. They now are significantly better.
But getting one in that range, good luck.
Yeah. The benefit is you can TM those moves. Those moves aren't legacy or exclusive to particular.
Some of them are, though. Zapdos has a few legacy.
Right. But the new moves that came out are TMable. Yeah, so they're not exclusive to particular Pokemon or legendaries caught within a certain period of time. So
you also have Whiscash, Quagsire, and a few others.
The Mudboys come back.
Celio, that was another big one.
Did we have Togetic before?
We did not. Togetic is a new addition.
How does that play with its flying fairy? Does that just hit neutral for a lot of stuff?
It hits neutral, but it also becomes weak to the ice and electric.
Okay, the ice, the electric, and then some steel that are in.
Yeah. So it's an interesting pick. I wonder what it's going to be used for. It'll be interesting to see where it's picked.
I don't know if Togetic really will be used a whole heck of a lot.
Togekiss.
Is it Togekiss?
Kiss is the third one.
Okay.
It's all good.
Yep. Togekiss, I don't... I just, with all of its weaknesses, I don't see it being played a whole heck of a lot.
No.
Because it's the bonus, there's better flyers, and the fairy typing isn't going to really help it. It's going to be more of a hindrance with some more of the steel that are coming in. So,
overall, I think this is another cup along with Twilight that is also requested fairly a good amount.
Uh-huh.
It'll be interesting to see if anybody runs this one. I know a couple people are like, Tempest was a bit overwhelming with how much players were there and how big the competitive scene was.
Here in Seattle, yeah.
Here in Seattle, correct. So it might be one that people want to revisit as far as doing one like a smaller community cup. I thought of maybe running a cup as myself, but looking at the calendar and looking at what we have going on with our podcasts and our personal lives, I think I'll just kind of take the back seat for this month and let everybody else run their cups.
Yeah.
This or Boulder were going to be one of the ones that I ran if I were going to run one.
Uh-huh.
But I think with our schedule and how things are proceeding as now,
yeah, there's a lot
of our few that we've selected that we're going to go to.
There's a lot of tournaments going on, so it's the question of going, which one do we go to? Do we do a full-on stream? And then on top of that, just like myself, personal life and work schedule, August is... bonkers. I'm definitely not looking forward to the next couple of months because we're going to start getting into my work schedule is going to be bonkers with film festival stuff. But well,
not only that, but then next month we have
September.
Another tournament that we're hosting.
Oh, that's right.
That's a month
Smash
away.
Bros. Thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've got a guy that's not let me forget.
There
about
is
it.
A discussion that I think you mentioned that maybe Self Arena takes a break for a month.
Yes. So it was, I'm trying to remember what it is, looking at the potential dates for GoFest next year and how they scheduled the championships, the regionals and championships this season for the first season. The thought is taking 1 month off. Or somebody was thinking, because we don't have confirmation, we don't know what September is going to look like. But there was someone was thinking that there's a potential that Self Arena will take a break for September and then come back in October. And I want to say I didn't end up doing the math. The math would come out to about another 8 month season, and that would put regionals about GoFest. Yes. It would, because originally the thought was GoFest was going to be in July, like the previous 2 years. Niantic moved GoFest up to June, and then the rest of the events after it. So the thought is to get
trying
start
to
kinda, the season
co-align with
Niantic. Start season two a little bit early, about a month or two earlier than the season one did, to allow for regionals and stuff to be played after, but yet to be seen as far as what they do. Personally,
I wouldn't mind a break.
I also would not mind a break. But personally, I think if we were going to have gotten a break in September, we would have seen Mirror Cup for 2 months.
True.
Which honestly also would have been kind of awesome because we could have paced out the old cups rather than trying to cram in
everything in 1 month.
You know, 50 plus tournaments
so
in a particular region. But
this month alone, the Pokemon Go activities. Actually, I'm going to save this for the end. Let's go ahead and finish the last cup of this episode. And then in closing, I have a couple things we'll add on to what's going on the rest of this month.
Uh-huh.
And looking forward to the next episode.
Okay.
So last in our list, the Kingdom Cup.
The one that I originally wanted to be in.
Right.
Yeah. I've got that Sunny Cast form that's was really expensive and is ready to go. Still
Kingdom
probably
Cup
won't use them.
Being one of the funniest meme cups, in my opinion, because it came out at the end of the Game of Thrones season.
Yeah. Or no. That was at the very beginning of the Game of Thrones.
Was it
the
beginning?
That was the first month of the Game of Thrones season.
Before
the final
it ended.
Season. Yeah.
We had Ice, Fire, Steel, and Dragon.
Yep. Which played not too bad.
It wasn't the most interesting cup.
No. Yeah.
And only because of Ball.
Yes. Ball or Balls or there are other acronyms. These are all acronyms for your party composition. So Ball being
Bastiodon,
Altaria,
Lapras, Lucario.
Yeah. And that's four.
Skarmory.
Was that? Yeah, because that was someone was calling it Ballsack. although what's the last one? Charizard.
Yes.
Yeah, Ballsack. Which is like terrible, but also works. So one single clap for your creativity.
One thing I did forget to mention that was prominent in Tempest and will probably be returning. Tropius.
Right, because Tropius wasn't banned. I believe it's still up there somewhat.
Yeah.
Razor Leafers are definitely should still be up there because if Swampert comes in,
yeah,
you're gonna need one. You're gonna
so
want that
Tropius.
Grass.
If you can get one for a Tempest Cup, get it.
Yes.
Being a regional might be hard to find.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean potentially with all of you know Go Fests and everything going on, people were probably looking out for Tropius. So, not a bad choice.
So one thing that has changed with the Kingdom Cup that wasn't there before. Blaziken was an option, but wasn't as good as it is now because Community Day has happened for him.
Yes, Blaziken now has Blast Burn. And what was it, Flame Kick?
Blaze Kick.
Which does
with
that
speed boost.
Wait, what?
It gets somewhat of a, where was it in the notes here?
Speed isn't a stat that can be adjusted. Did Blaze Kick just get a better?
Yeah, it's more frequently used.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, that's what I meant by speed.
Okay, is it a 3-bar charge then?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, that would definitely help it.
It's more like a better fire punch, if you will.
Mm, okay. So yeah, Blaziken coming in with Blast Burn's going to help it.
Blast Burn's just nasty across the board.
Yeah, Charizard, I think that was one of the instances of seeing Charizard
over Blaziken.
Over the course of Kingdom, I want to say Charizard was one that we actually saw its usage go down because people were recognizing that the flying really holds Charizard back as far as its typing. So
another thing to look out in this cup is Probopass is a cheaper and more common alternative to Bastiodon.
Mm-hmm. And then Magnezone's also in there to
yes.
beat out some of the odd flyings and stuff.
Yeah.
Dragon
in this cup. I've seen kind of a drop in dragons because of the new introduction of Charm.
Yes.
In these typings, I think there isn't anything that has Charm that can hit Dragon in this cup.
Give me a second. Let me see if I can look up the Pokemon that got new moves.
As far as that, though, I know the two dominant dragons in that cup were Altaria and I want to say Dragonair. Dragonair was one that was brought up quite a bit. Because
Dragonair, and then Kingdra was also around.
Kingdra, that's the one. Because that's the one you wanted Kingdra to run.
Yes, and I was actually able to run it for Rainbow, and I loved its performance.
I got the list right here. I can pull it up. I took a screenshot of it earlier when I was trying to do some team building this morning. So the new Pokemon that got Charm were Raichu, Clefable, Wigglytuff, Wobbuffet, Granbull, Donphan, Gardevoir, Delcatty, Latias, might fit.
Oh, yeah, because it's Dragon.
And then
that would be very
Togekiss
interesting.
And Gallade.
So the only one that would fit in there is
with Charm would Latias. Be Latias, which is a Dragon and is a Psychic.
Is it Psychic or is it
Dragon Psychic?
Ugh, weird. Okay. Performance-wise?
It'll be interesting.
It's a...
Brazong. Brazong will make an appearance in this cup with all of its plethora of new moves.
Oh, Steel, because it's got Earth Power, and it's going to have...
Psyshock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it show back up in Twilight, or is it Nightmare? No, Nightmare. Nightmare because of psychic.
Yeah.
Because of the psychic typing, which we'll talk about in the next episode, which will be tomorrow. So if you guys actually want to tune in tomorrow, which would be August 31st, approximately 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll do episode 4.5 covering, starting with Nightmare. We're going to go over Nightmare. We're going to go over Rainbow. More specifically, more impressively, we're going to go over regionals because regionals is its own.
I feel like that is
ball of wax.
The most popular pick for the Mirror Cups.
Yes. Because you had to be invited to go to regionals to be able to compete in the regional meta. So
just to kind of finish out Kingdom though, if we were to recommend Pokemon specifically for that, the ball core is still prominent.
Yes.
Bastion, Altaria, Lucario, Lapras. Especially with Lapras being able to get its legacy move. Budget pick for Bastion will be Probopass. And then Brazong, also a really good choice. We had the Brazongs popping up for
Bastion?
Brazong's prior form.
Bronzor.
Bronzor.
Yes.
It was popping up pretty good for a while there. So if you
for
could
the,
get some.
What event was that one?
It was a shiny release for it, I think.
Okay. I feel like it was like the ground event, but it wasn't.
But
oh, that's why it was the raid week.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's why we forgot.
That great
because
raid
that,
week.
Yeah.
But
as you can tell from our sarcastic voices, we were not very
Kingdom
big
Cup
fans of raid
probably
week.
Probably not going to be one that's picked all too much because I feel like that one was kind of bland.
It didn't get a whole lot of changes. It wasn't impressive.
It was the most resource heavy cup I think we've seen to date.
Yes,
between Bastion and Altaria.
No, it was Bastion and somebody else, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, Lucario, that was a
right.
pain to get.
Right. Because Lucario still doesn't hatch out of eggs very often, and yet somehow I have five.
And that was the one everyone was going nuts for. Everyone would get a 10K and be like, "We need to hatch this. Let's walk 10 kilometers now."
Hold on, let me do a check. I think I hatched. Five. I am so sorry, people that still haven't hatched one. I don't know what the heck's going on with that. So, but yeah.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm honestly
for a Ryulu. Ryulu is the one that comes out of the 10K and evolves into Lucario.
Why is the Pokédex not loading?
I imagine we'll eventually get something where people can find it more commonly.
When it gets its shiny released, probably.
Probably.
But even then.
But just to kind of wrap out today's episode. Kingdom Cup, probably not going to be one that a lot of people want to go back and see. Of the four we mentioned this morning.
Five
what? Five, oh, you've Ryalu. Hatched five.
I've hatched five Ryalu.
Oof.
This is ridiculous. If someone wants a Ryalu and can trade me, I don't know, something good. I don't know what to look
Gible.
For.
Gible will be in Kingdom Cup.
Oh, right. Does that change anything with its ground dragon?
It might.
Does it?
He could also be in Tempest.
Oh, that's a whack. No, wait. Does he show up in Boulder?
Yeah.
Oh.
Give a party.
Oh, no.
There.
Oh, no. Wait, how does that? I kind of want to rewind. That dragon really doesn't help him a whole heck of a lot.
Because with all the fairy charm.
That's right. Their fairy shows up in
plus
a number.
Plus ice. Ice is four times good against him.
That's true.
Anyway, if you want to be crazy and run it and totally flex with like a 1500 Garchomp, or if you even have a Gabite that you can get in that range,
uh-huh.
More power to you.
Yeah.
But kind of to wrap out for our first episode tonight, looking forward to this next month. It is going to be nuts. We have Community Day on the 3rd.
Uh-huh.
Yokohama the 2nd week.
Right, the Yokohama Go... Is it GoFest or is it a...
It's
a separate
GoFest.
Event? Okay.
Each of the events they changed from just being their own standalone to a GoFest.
Okay.
And then we also...
Although the Lapras event that was in Taiwan, I think, wasn't technically a GoFest?
Singapore.
Was that like a Safari Zone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So... Mewtwo, Armored Mewtwo, leaves tomorrow, 1 p.m. PST.
Yup.
We have been told the next raid boss, it is Shiny Rayquaza coming back.
Yes, and that's back for like a month.
Almost a month and a week.
I misread that and thought it was around for 3 days.
Yeah.
I thought that was around till August. It came in... I thought it came in July 31st and left August 3rd. Okay. And I was like, okay, this is dumb. And then I was like, wait, hold on. Why would it leave on a Friday?
So,
Yokohama I was wrong.
Will be August 6th through August 12th. And then immediately following after that, I think is the event every player versus player, every person that's ever done in these tournaments is looking forward to the most. The one I wish I could take time off work for. Double Stardust rewards.
Oh, that's right. A full week of Double Stardust rewards.
Oh, my God.
Bonus.
If you have ever listening, have ever played in PvP, you know how much of a valuable resource this is.
And if you're
out and grind.
If you haven't played PvP, what are you doing here? Go listen to our first episode. Go learn and then come back. Come back and listen because PvP is fun, but like...
Bruh,
you got to go get some practice in.
So,
is he gonna knock that
August 13th through August 20th, double Stardust rewards, 3x catch Stardust, 3x hatch Stardust, 1 hour star pieces, and
Holy
you get 3,000 extra Stardust per raid.
And guess what's probably that weekend?
Rayquaza.
Suicune.
Suicune is the 17th.
So, are we going to get a Rayquaza raid day that week then, too?
We get a Rayquaza raid hour tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow
I didn't
Wednesday.
See anything about that. We get a raid hour of Rayquaza on the day it comes out. Will we get one next week then, too?
Yes.
Probably?
Yes.
Jeez. Okay. Well,
plenty of opportunities for you to grind up Stardust.
Take a $20 bill, throw it into Pokemon Go, get yourself some raid passes. Then
yes.
Just go grind.
Go grind.
Because Rayquaza's all right, Suicune's all right, but that Stardust is going to be so much better.
It's going to be great for playing in these cups.
Yep.
Which majority of these PvP tournaments look like they're happening second or third week. So you'll have a lot. I know a lot of communities didn't want to do Suicune Day for tournaments.
Uh-huh.
I kind of threw it up out there and said, hey, if you guys do the 17th, you'll be conflicting with Suicune.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, whoa, wait, let's think about this.
Uh-huh.
Also starting tomorrow, Team Rocket's event ends.
The spawns.
And the frequency, I think, of which stops they take over.
Okay.
It'll probably start to slow down, but I don't feel like it'll something that'll just ultimately disappear from the game.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to still be around for a while, which is fine because I haven't seen...
Today was the last day for Pikachu.
Oh, for the Straw Hat?
Luffy
Pikachu?
Yeah.
The Straw Hat Pikachu that can't evolve.
Yes. But this month, and also locally for the Washington State, the last weekend of August is the Nefarious PAX weekend.
Oh, are we going to see an event or something?
We might see unknowns.
Okay.
It's become a thing.
Oh, the last weekend in August. I need to look at those days because the one of the dudes from Kinda Funny, Greg Miller, has actually recently gotten back into Pokemon Go, and he is going to do like a Pokemon Go pub crawl or something.
I might actually go into that.
Yeah, go hang out with some Kinda Funny best friends.
Stay tuned to us. Maybe we'll find out more.
Yes. Yeah, he was still, they're still potentially doing it just because of Greg's schedule and stuff. So
kind of piggybacking off that, which is no longer a thing.
Spoinking off of that?
Piggybacking. They recently, it was a mechanic that was introduced in Jungle Cup, but it has been ratified.
Piggybacking. What is piggybacking?
I'll let you look it up on your own time.
Okay.
Ratified?
What is this, law?
You're confusing me now.
All right, trainers, get your gavels out. We're about to ratify some laws.
The Team Rocket Go event seemed to have done a great job at bringing players back.
Yes. Yeah, there was a lot of buzz. A lot of people disappointed after the live stream, but I feel like the buzz overall with Niantic's handling of the Team Rocket event, kind of going off of PvP, but you know, all of the Team Rocket stuff was that PvP format.
How did you feel about the battles of Team Rocket? Because that is a form of PvP.
That's so hard. Why? Nah. How are Team Rocket getting Pokemon within Master League? Team Rocket grunts suck in the main series games. They are not that strong.
Well, you got to remember, that was Team Rocket. This is Team Go Rocket.
I don't care.
all of them had pink hair.
They're all clones. They're all clones of each other. It's really bizarre. Honestly, what I would love to see is variations where not only do they have changes of typing, but they also have an icon next to them saying, okay, this one is an Ultra League battle. This one is a Great League battle. That way you can, you know, you have
you
to have versatility. Yes.
Stuff.
Yeah. You have versatility. Whereas, you know, I don't have anything powered up for, is it Master League? Mm-hmm. I don't have anything powered up for Master League. So there's, if I'm going up against a Golbat Crobat, I'm screwed. I don't have good T-tars for that. Like, I run away from that. I can't handle that.
But you're also looking for Zubats, not Golbats.
True. I personally want to look for Zubats. I actually got a great Zubat from one of the Shadow things, so we'll see. Actually, I need to see. It'll probably be... Oh, maybe it'll be a really good... Do you think I could run a Shadow Zubat for...
If you're going to...
Or Shadow Golbat for...
I know what you mean, but it's going to cost you a crap ton of Stardust.
That's true.
So I think now
purified,
is kind of a
probably.
Good point to cut off until tomorrow.
Yes, we are just over an hour. If we were to cover the rest of the tournaments and stuff.
Well, fine.
That was my dog. My dog was stares at me. It is. No, he's already fed. He's already been fed. I don't know. He's just whiny. If we were to cover all of the tournaments in one episode, it would be.
About 2 hours long.
Yeah, 2 hours plus. We want to sort of space it out and give it a little bit of air. Also, because there's so much to cover, like brain overload, like trying to research for all of this is like, it's real hard. Yeah, pick which, my recommendation for August, pick which tournaments you want to do, pick which metas.
Pick what works for you.
Find, you know, figure out what, where that tournament's going to be and then, prep for it, you know, immerse yourself. It'll be a little bit hard to try and train for it because, you know,
everybody's going to be doing different stuff.
Everyone's going to be doing different stuff. And I can't imagine there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to be running all of the metas, all of the tournaments, as far as like a player entering in all of the tournaments.
Shout out to Westlake Seattle group. Good luck with that.
Oh yeah. They're potentially doing one day, 12 hours or something.
All cups.
back to back, and I don't envy them. It's probably exhausting. It would be like really cool, but I'm gonna pass.
I wouldn't have enough stuff prepped for all
no
of it.
I mean, that's the thing of like, that's one of the like downsides of Mirror Cup, is that if you want to participate in all of them, some of the large meta changes mean that it's going to be very expensive. So it's kind of like pick your battles. It's the end of season two. Your rank at the end of it will be memorialized, but it really doesn't matter.
Yep.
Like you can't get into a, you know, season two regionals because of your season one rank.
True.
So, you know, if there's one that you want to run in, go run, recognize that it might be a little bit more expensive. If there's one that you didn't get to run before, you know, run that, or if there's one that you were particularly interested in or changed a lot, you know. I don't recommend running all of them.
No.
I just don't. So,
join us tomorrow when we finish out the round covering Nightmare, Jungle, Rainbow, and Regionals.
Yes. Yes, if you want to catch us live, that'll be July 31st at about 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, you guys can catch us at battlescience.podbean.com for our main page. Also find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify.
Links down below.
Yep. Links down below on the Twitch page. Again, twitch.tv/battlescience. You can find us on Twitter at battle_science. We'll have links to, we have a link to the Podbean there. I will also post a new link to the Twitch page because it's the same page as before, just a new name. So I feel like, I think we didn't have a whole lot of live viewers this time. I feel like we didn't quite put it out in all of the places.
That's okay. I know, but a lot of people like listening to us afterwards.
Yes. So, and that's awesome. If you guys want to be involved in the show, you want to send in your topics, your questions.
Hashtag MirrorCup at Battle Science.
Well, that, or we've set up a Google form where you can enter that stuff. The link is not a pretty link. It's on the Twitter, and I will post it into the Twitch page as well and the Podbean site description as well. I'll put it in the description.
Give us your feedback. Kind of give us an idea of what stuff you want to hear more about.
Yep.
If there's something maybe we missed in the previous cups that we've listed, if there's a certain secret weapon you have, like, I'll give you a little hint. One of my secret weapons for my cups, Burmy and its family were only banned in Jungle.
Oh, interesting. So all of the Wormadam evolutions
are available in other cups.
Yes. I'd be very interested to see how those perform. Yep, let us know. Communicate. We want to cover, you know, we want to better cover things you guys want to hear about, because it's kind of boring to turn on a podcast and listen to something that
just listen to us ramble about what everyone else has written about.
Yep. So hit us up there. I'll post that link everywhere. Let's see. We've gone over the podcast. We've gone over the Twitter. We've gone over.
I'll cover where some of the places we're going to go play in then tomorrow's episode.
Okay. And then live viewers, these two episodes are going to both go up on Friday. So if you're listening to this, remember that you will have an episode directly after this. If you're listening to this via the podcast, you'll be able to listen to podcast episode 4.5, which will cover the rest of the meta. So,
which we will discuss tomorrow.
Yes. Or in podcast listeners, right
after
now.